Okay. You know, I'm going to try to explain this sugya, and it's interesting sugya, and there's many details to it, and I know ahead of time people listen to the tapes. I met the Lubavitcher guy, you know, from Chanites, and he quoted me from the. So people listen. So I want to just mark them that it's impossible to go to all the details. And we need to learn the sugi well, to all the details. We need 4 hours to explain. But I'm just to explain the basics. So before I start, I'm going to say very interesting, very, very interesting Rambam in Hilchos Parah Adumah. The Rambam says, you know, it's based on Rambam learns Pshat in the Mishnah. There's a Mishnah that says, you know, that someone who was El Alavaya or touched the mess, you have to sprinkle the third and the seventh day water with ashes of the Puraduma. It's very complicated. The halachas, how it has to be done. Very complicated. So the Semigdish, there used to be chaloinos, windows. People would line up and they get sprinkled the third and the seventh day. And they went to the mikveh and they go to the Semigdish. Now what happens, that guy messed up. He didn't do the water right, with the ashes right. Very easy to mess up. Anyone who learned Hilchos Parah Adumah, very, very easy. If a guy goes into the Semigdish, Tumah, he's chayv koras, and he has to bring a korban. So if the guy, if I'm relying on the guy sprinkle on me the water, I'm relying on his, he's doing it. If he didn't do it correctly, the water has to come straight from the well. You're not allowed to be mesir das. Very complicated halacha. If he messed up, I don't have to bring a korban. But if I did it myself, and I didn't do everything perfect, I do have to bring a korban. So you see from here, when you rely on a tzibur, and they mess up, it's less headache, it's less, you don't bring a korban. If people relied on a shgach and it came out, it wasn't, you don't bring a korban. But if you do it yourself, you know, there are people who don't trust anyone, they got to do it yourself. If you then mess up, then you're in trouble. That's number one. Number two,
you know. The story that whenever these stories happen, the people do this big, you know, they fast and they get
it's better. A separate issue, right? That's a separate issue because such a mikshul happened. But the carbon, you see from the baron, the carbon. It's a thing. But I will explain what happened over here, but I just want to say another quick Chassidi Shavat to be, as we call it, Mamtik the Dinam. There's a very famous Gemur in the Sechtes Chagiga. You know, Arbu Nechnes Lepardes, Reb Kiva, with Ben Azza, Ben Zoyme, and Ache, they went to Lepardes. Ache came out, and he became not religious. Ache came out, and he became rebelled, he was Mechal Shabbos. He went to a house of prostitute. He became a Mechal Shabbos. The Gemara says that Reb Illa, I think, met Eliyahu HaNuvi. And he says, what is the Rebbeinu Shlom doing? He says, the Rebbeinu Shlom is saying Gemara's over, Ma'amorim, over from all the Tanoim. He refuses to quote Remeya. What's wrong? Why doesn't he quote Remeya? He says, Remeya learned from Achiv. He says, you know what Remeya did? He ate the fruit, and he threw away the shell. Oichel ucho, he klippe zurak. So then Eliyahu HaNuvi says, you know, now that you said it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is quoting Remeir. Amazing Gemara. So the Chassidim say, see, if whatever we say in this world, that it's okay, then Shemaim will listen to us. All of us in the bunch didn't know what Remeir's intention was. We have to hear it in this world. So we learned Halucha, Rav Cheshmaita, so that we understand that it is the kashas of the thing. So if you did eat, you'll realize there's not, I mean, it's a terrible thing that happened. I must tell you, they got up and they apologized. I mean, the head of the RCC. And I said to my shul Shabbos, if you apologize, you have to accept the apology. They made a mistake. We are humans. It's a mistake. Yeah, we have a right to be screaming about the mistake. But they apologized. I mean, I want people to forgive me on my mistakes, I'll forgive them their mistakes. I don't know you guys, but I'm not so perfect. You know, like, you know, forgive me and I'll forgive you. That's, get up and ask forgiveness. So, what happened over here, I'm sure you heard the stories, but I had the privilege to see the video, the original one, the long version. Bottom line is, they caught this guy. It was a private investigator, Israeli Heverman, but he did a good job, and he caught him bringing meat, which unauthorized meat, into the shop. Now, we're soon going to see what this type of meat is. So the first question everyone wants to know, how long did he do it? 10 years? 20 years? Oh, wow. So let me tell you a very interesting tzach, which I didn't make a copy over here. The first simon in Yoredeya, the first machaba in Yoredeya, he didn't copy it, I forgot to tell Rabbi Zions, the first machaba in Yoredeya, in Hilchos Shechita, there's a very interesting halacha. You know, but we Ashkenazim, the meaning was that the shoychet had a kesav kabbalah. The shoychet, to become a shoychet, had to have a feher, you know, oral, and know it, and has to be show that he knows how to put it in. So, what happened in the times of the Ramah, a lot of Yiddish people lived literally in hick towns, and there was a shoychet there, and the rabbi comes to a shoychet who really got a good kesav. It's 5-10 years later, and the rabbi starts speaking to the shoychet, and you see the shoychet doesn't know, he forgot Hilchos Shechita. If a guy doesn't know Hilchos Shechita, the Gemara says, it's Nevela. Can't eat from it. That's a Gemara. If a guy says, I know how to shech, and he shechs, he could be a big Talmud Chochem. If he didn't learn, he didn't practice, beginning of Chesed, everyone who learned Cholin knows Hilchos Shechita, it's no good. We have a guy now who had a Ksav, he passed the Shechita test, and he's a Shechet. Years later, they check him out, he doesn't know. Now, you know what says the Shulchan Aruch? A shocking thing. Whatever he shechs today is no good, but he shechs yesterday is good. Right, Rabbi Yisrael? Now, you know, if you're very skeptical, who are you kidding? You think today he woke up with amnesia? Who are you kidding? I mean, if he didn't know today, but yesterday he did know, well, what happened over here? Well, we have a cloud. See, not everything works with our feelings, with our emotions, with our... There's a halacha, there's a chazaka that he knew. Now, we catch him, he doesn't know. The Ramah says, today's shechita is no good, yesterday's meat. You don't eat it. You don't have to kash the kelim. It's a chiddush neira. I want to tell you this.
From now on.
I've heard him now. That's it. But till now, the chazuk is good. I want to tell you the Taz on the place argues on the Ramah. And the Vilna Gaon argues on the Ramah. So I quickly looked up the Shulchan Aruch Harav. The Shulchan Aruch Harav is masking to the Ramah. But this is, I want to tell you something, is a long sugya. This chazuk business, I could talk 2 hours about this sugya, so I'm not going to go into it. But you see from this sugya very clearly that it's not as you think. We caught him now, he's a Shana, you know. Oh, if he's Shana Sheikh, he is a Sheikh. There's nothing to talk about. But the question is the chazuka, that the system that worked, do we say it failed till now, or we say it today? It's not so simple.
When the video was taken the first time, the
case. Yeah, yeah, whatever. Right.
Okay.
But complaining doesn't mean anything. I don't want to go into that thing because I don't want to get into politics. But you should know the story of the remove was, why do you think the rabbi feared this guy Hilchos Shechita? The people are complaining. That's the story. They came to town and they told the rabbi, this guy doesn't know Hilchos Shechita. So the rabbi gave him a fair and he doesn't know. So now, from today it's no good, and yesterday. So there's such a, there's based on a sugya, mikvashinim techoser, I don't know, it's a long sugya, in sechtes chulon, in sechtes nida, but I just want to show. So you see that in many cases, even though we find them now, we don't say that the, and even the Taz who argues under the Mu, if a guy became a Rasha, became a Rasha. We don't see he was always a Rasha. We say now he's caught, he's no good. Okay, that's one part I just wanted to say, because many people said to me that I ate, who knows, in the restaurant before, and you find them now. Now, let me start the Hilchos Kifyudos. Many of you, I'm sure, learned this halacha, but let me explain the sugya Siv Gimel. Teisha Chanoyas. This is, yes, you have copied Siv Gimel? Teisha Chanoyas. So I want to focus, because so many people are wondering what in the world is 3 o'clock the lucky number. If you bought at 3 o'clock, it's no good, and 2:59 it is good. Unauthorized means what happened was that the prime minister gave a quorum to bring me into the store. Now he followed him to his brother-in-law's business, and inside the business they saw that he had how does it go, Hebrew National Meat. It's not called Hebrew National, I have a different name, but the people who are the Bekiyim told me that this is Hebrew National. I forgot, it's a long land or long whatever, it's a different name, but it's Hebrew National. And I asked Rabbi Belsky and himself, who gave the heter, and who's the head of the OU, and he's the place for them, and who the OU fought in court against the OU. They shouldn't say it's kosher, and I think they lost because the judges, I don't know the religion.
Hebrew National,
right? So the OU fought Hebrew National, and I asked them, tell me, is Hebrew National Vaday Treif? Sofik Treif? In Yiddish we say, it's Esmenish, which means, but what is it? And he thought about it for a while. And the worst, he said, it's just a Sufik trade. Maybe even less, maybe the Rabbanim. I will explain it later. But, you know, it's not Vade trade. And you should know, that's all they caught him for. You know, the system, you know, the 95 to 90% of his meat was kosher because they checked it out. See, the story in Muncie was, let me just for the record to quickly say, the Muncie story was, they caught this butcher, and he said, where do you get the meat? This supplier said, 6 months I haven't sent them. The other supplier said, 2 years I haven't sent them. Where did you get the meat? So it turned out to be...
Everything was straight.
It was no rive. It was kiloy treif. That was the story of Muncie. Here, his guy did a shtick. And the shtick was that... should I say it in public over here? The shtick was that... what happened was like this. They were convinced that he opens the store middle of the night, and they had a private detective. That didn't happen. They didn't open middle of the night. The guy thought, you guys are dreaming. You know, they were convinced middle of the night. He couldn't open the door because it had a special lock. The very sophisticated lock, the only one who could open it, and if you pampered the lock, you could tell right away. It's one of those things that he couldn't play with the lock. What did he do, this Chavraman? He did like this. He got himself a tinted SUV. The Yoyde Duva, I'm not so familiar with it. This is a real tinted. You know, not this is a real tinted. So, and he would park it in the alley over there, and he picked up from his brother-in-law and they see it someplace, six to eight boxes, and the Mishgiach came in the morning, opened the door, and then they waited a half hour, the truck would unload 200 boxes. I mean, each box 50 pounds. He sold a lot of, he was a wholesaler, and what happened as soon as the Mishgiach did everything exactly was told, he checked the numbers, and he wrote everything down, which numbers came in and took him, and then he would go daven Shachris. As soon as he left, he tells his goy, we see on the video, the guy took from us, how is it called, the super lens, I forgot that was called, you know, the zoom lens, very far place he called, and you see, he tells the goy to quickly go to his car, opens the car, takes out six boxes, that's all he had, and takes it in. By the time the Mishgiach came in, he brought in other boxes.
It doesn't make sense to do all that just for six boxes. He's going in to take $10.
But that's all what they saw, and that's the most that he could have done. That's what I'm saying. That's the only time that he was able to do it.
He did it once, he did it 100 times.
Yeah, he did it. Well, that's the question, halacha. How far back? According to the Gemara, we say, you found him now. Now he became, now the system broke down. You don't say that. But, All in the Mishgah. Why he would? I want to tell you a cute story. It's about, a guy told me it's about 5 to 7% of the business. So let me tell you, I had a very wealthy balabas in my shul, and it was reading Gan Eden. He was a very alachayit, and he would always tell me, you know, Rabbi, you could get cheap salmon now in St. John's, you know, we had and get this there, and he would run back there. I didn't know that he was wealthy. I had no idea. You know, he was a nice balabas, you know, lived in the big house. Never understood it. Nebuch, he died. He was a very nice man, has a few children. You know, his wife goes every year with the whole Chavgad, the whole Einiklach, Ir Einiklach, to go to a hotel. It cost $120,000.
Pesach
program. He, when he was alive, he was saying 20 cents on a salmon. There are people that way. That's what I tell you. There are people. There are people. That's exactly what we have to understand over here. We can use our feelings, and our feelings gets out of control. We have to harness, put the feelings away, and see what the Torah says. So let me start the sugya. Sugya says, the Mechaber says, test chanoyus. So what really, this is the focus, the number, how the number came in, 3 o'clock. So the Mechaber says, test chanoyus, mochret busu shchita. 9, busu shab, selling busu shchita. Don't have an external enough. Test chanoyus, mochret busu shchita. Ba'ach mochret busu nevela. And one, so he says, lukach, Ma'achas mehem, and he bought it for one of them. He says, "Ve'ene yidei me'ezim mehem luktach." He has no idea he bought it. Reish also, this is Rabbi said. This is a famous sugya. A few places in Shas and Psachim and Chulin. That means like this. The Gemara says, let's imagine here. This is a butcher stand. 9 are selling kosher. 1 is selling treif. And a guy goes in and he doesn't know for which one he bought. Now, in a simple marshal the price can give, he's a guest in town. He didn't know that this one is a trade. Everyone knows that one, the last one on the street, and to the left, is trade. He had no idea. He comes in, then someone tells him, which one did he buy? I remember, I just went there, I bought. The din is, it's called the kavua. It's exedus akosif. Even though the 9 are kosher, one is trade. The din is, the Gemara brings a pasuk, we consider it mechza mechza. It's like sufik treif. You're not allowed to eat it.
He bought it from.
He bought it, that means I bought it from a place which was established, kavua means established, non-kosher place. That we have 9 butcher shops, 1 non-kosher, 9 kosher. We all know that's the non-kosher. One of them goes in, either absentmindedly or a guest, he bought. For one of them, it's no good. If I find the piece, says the Mechaber, I find meat on the street, the guy went in, and he bought. Then it's mutter, you know what that means? Kol derubi means that the Torah says that the chances where this piece of meat came from the majority. Called the Purish, Mariba Purish. Now this is what the Torah says, I'm allowed to eat it. I want to make it clear. If you have 9 butcher shops, 1 non kosher, you find it on the floor, a guy went in and he bought it. If he wants, he bought it and he took it out. And not the yeet, because the yeet becomes kavua, but goy, it's not the gay for him, the pasha. He has it, he gives it to me, I'm allowed to eat it. If I don't want to eat it, remember when we spoke about our pikoitis. The Torah says, eat it. I want to explain this because people get nervous, but maybe I shouldn't have eaten it. Here the Torah says, "Kol the parish mitib the parish," and if a guy says, "I want to be a machmer," the Yam Shishloime says, "Is apikoidus." Don't be frumer than the Torah. You know, there's a famous joke the Chassidim say that you know the Mashiach will come. There's going to be 2 meals. There's going to be the Shor HaBar, the famous big shor, the Gineshach, and there's going to be a little Yusan. So they ask, why do we need meat and fish? So, you know, who's going to share the shara about the Rabbani Shloilam? But the other people own fish. And you don't trust the Shechita. I need fish. I need fish. The Torah says, called the Purish, Mareba Purish, is clear. That's the halacha. There's nothing to talk about. That's the halacha. The only Midrabanim is also for a different reason. It's called Busish and Salam and Ayin. That's a whole different thing. So now, there's a shach over here. I don't want to say it inside. It's going to be confusing. So let me tell you what the shach discusses, a story that happened. All 10 butcher shops were selling kosher. One of the butcher shops was selling kosher, and as they during the day, one guy bought the head of the cow, and it turned out that he sold a huge cow, and one guy bought the head of the cow, brings it home, and sees that the head of the cow has a hole in the head. One of them is straight. So, till 9:30, no one knew that it was straight. All of a sudden, we realized that shop, that stand, the guy was standing with that stand selling meat, from the morning already was selling trafe. How do we look at this? We found out in the afternoon, and understand the question, it's not until now we spoke about a guy when we all know that it's nine kosher, one trafe, and absent-mindedly he bought it. Everyone knew that it's trafe. You were absent-minded. Now we're talking about a whole day, everyone assumed everything was kosher. It was lemafreya. Lemafreya means retroactively find out that butcher shop from the morning was straight because his cow turned out to be trafe. And everyone bought. No one remembers where they bought. Do we say kol kibul kamechze, kol deribu porish? So this is a machlokes harishonim. A huge machlokes harishonim, tishin the Rashba, and the Beit Gabayis, the Rebbein Alma Levi, and the Ram. These are the names of the huge rishonim that your day relies on. So,
the difference between the shach and the kohenim.
I'm saying, I didn't finish, nothing to say. Calm down. Everyone has to calm down, including the rabbi. We'll get to it in a minute. So now, the rabbi says, so what happened? What is the luch over here? So, some chalikas are rishonim. And the shach paskins. That's the Chaim explained. The Shach says we say call the Purish Mareba Purish. Since we've only found out now, we say call the Purish Mareba Purish. That means 9 o'clock. At 9:30, we found out that it was straight. So anyone who bought from any of the butchers, don't remember which one they bought, we say call the Purish Mareba Purish because the Kavua is a Chiddush. That's the Lomdus. It's a Chiddush. You don't know which one. It's okay.
From that
No. This case we're passing that no matter this case we're talking about the shach paskins, you go to Kula and we say anyone who bought all day long till 9:30, he doesn't remember where he bought it, he could eat it.
That shop
now straight. Unless you know you bought from that shop. Yeah. We're talking about a guy bought from that shop, we know it was straight. That shop had one cow, it was straight. It's not from that shop. That shop is straight to meat. Yeah, because that stand was selling, not knowingly, trade meat. But let's say all of us bought during the day, we don't remember which shop it was.
No, so you remember which shop it was.
And you know that one, then it's straight. That's straight. Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
If you ate it before they found out, you would have to bring a carbon.
You have to bring a carbon. Let's think about that. You don't need carbon anyways. Well, you don't have to do tshuva, no.
What if that shop was selling other meat besides
the whole man? I'll get to it in a minute. That's the next case. That's the next case over here. Just everyone calm down. Just calm down. I didn't finish. My story is not finished, Rabbi Isai. Just calm down. So now, this case is called a Kavua Daraisa. I'll soon explain to you why this is important. The Shach Paskins, the Kula, and the Aru say, you have the other Achareim argue with the Shach, and the Machmer and the guy wants to be machmer with this machaber, he's allowed to be machmer. You know, this case. Then there's another case in the Baisai. This is Sif Hey. I want to say about Peh. If you want, you can see it inside. The Sif Hey, the machaber is another case. Now let me explain this case. This case is different. Let me explain to you why this case is different. See, this is called the Kavua Daraisa. What does the Kavua Daraisa mean? 9 kosher, 1 treif. We know exactly where the treif is. And the story was, retroactive, you know. This case is, you know, there's a din, a chaticha haruili skabet does not become bottle. You know what that means, Rabbi Yisai? A chosh of a piece of meat, a steak, which you would give for guests, does not become bottle. That has like a din kavua. It's not a real kavua. That means if I would know that a nice piece of steak got mixed in with everything, let's say you were in this butcher shop, this Rosh's butcher shop, a nice piece has got mixed up with the other ones, so dinner doesn't become bottle, because a chaticha arui l'skabe does not become, if it's, I don't know if I said it over in this class over here, but I mentioned the story 2 years ago, I think one of the Chabad camps called me up. They had a big, what's his name, eating hot dogs that was eating with all the campers and about 600 hot dogs or whatever. And someone realized, as in the garbage, they unwrapped, one of the wrappers was not kosher once. A mistake when the guy went to the store. In the store they bought it somehow, you know, they bought it in the supermarket. And a real kosher one that was really kosher. And one somehow, one of the packs turned out to be not kosher. From 600, was it about 6 only? So, is it called chaticha arui l'skabe, a hot dog? Is it not called? So, do we have to throw everything away? So, if you hold the hot dog, it's called chaticha arui l'skabe, you got to throw everything. If you don't, you know. This is a question of Yoredeya. So, let's just focus over here. So, says the Mechaber over here, Mishaluk erbusim and mikulim. He bought from the mikulim is the stands that sells. If the chaticha arui l'skabe, the name is treifa by mikulim. We don't know which one is treif, which of the treif is a treif. But any day, Mishalukach. He says, we don't know. It's called Mashalok and Mikulam Koishnim Tatrefimita, Shanufig Asufa Bikvi El Achash Perish. Now, the Rebbechav is talking about over here, where this Rebbechav is talking, and the Chayim explained, where this piece of meat that I bought, we have over here, got mixed up in all the other pieces of meat. It's called a Kvua Midrabanan. That means, before I spoke at the Shach talking about Kvua Dreisa, here we have a Chaticha Ru Liskabit. That's where it begins, a Chaticha Ru Liskabit. So over here, the same story was. Let's say the same story. I know I bought a piece of meat from a store. This store I bought a piece of meat. I came home and I mixed it with my old other piece of meat. Turns out later, this store, that cow which they shechted, turned out to be treif. I don't know where this piece of meat is now. Yeah, it doesn't know. Yeah, got mixed in the stores. Yeah, come on, shock me, cool, and turn shim satemi. Right, and Mechabes talks about this case. And the Chroinim talk, you know, right, Mechabes and the Chroinim talk about the same idea, what I just said, with a taruvus digadin, which means not a store din, with chaticha arui l'skabe. Which is, I want to compare to our story. Our story is, we have a piece of meat that was not kosher, chaticha arui l'skabe, got mixed in with other pieces of meat in the store, and we don't know which one it is, so that should not become bottle, because we have a klal, chaticha arui l'skabe doesn't become bottle. This is called in the Chroinim, if you look in the Chroinim over here, it's called a kavua midrabanan, because chaticha arui l'skabe does not become bottle, that's only midrabanan. That's not a dreisa digazach. So let's say this, so I want to say a guy has a piece of meat, mixed it in all the other pieces of meat, it doesn't become bottle. Now, what the same question would be, what happens...
What kind of cut of meat, or does it matter? How do you define
l'skabe? Well, that's a separate issue. A nice piece of steak is a l'skabe.
Right.
So,
the thing has to be nice, I understand. If it's chicken,
yeah, then it becomes bottle. Right.
That's okay, that's in the meat, it was...
Chaticha arui l'skabe. Yeah, right, yeah. Chaticha arui l'skabe. Now, The question is, Rabbi Yisai. Now, Rabbi Yisai, the reason I want you to know this halacha, because many people ask that, you know, how does call the Purish, Meribah Purish, Word Chatichiru Liskabit? But the Chareim say that it works the same idea. I have all these pieces of meat, and we find out that this piece of meat was non kosher, but we found out now, so that guy bought it, now we don't know where it is, will be the same question. Do we say called the Purish Meribah Purish, or we don't say called the Purish Meribah Purish? Now, someone went and bought from that store the meat. Let's say no one knew about it. That means a piece of meat that was bought from this butcher, let's say he was a kosher, holy butcher, and they didn't realize it was not kosher. He put it into this wholesaler, and then we find out after a day or two that cow was not kosher. So we say again, till we found out, we say called the Purish, Meribah Purish. Because that's what we're paskin. And we go after the finding out. That means we found out, let's say, 9 o'clock or 3 o'clock. Then we'll talk about what means find out. We found at 3 o'clock the time we found out it was not kosher. Now everything becomes doesn't become bottled. So all the meat in the shop is non-kosher. But since we found out 3 o'clock, anything we be before, we say called the Purish Meribah Purish. Let's just talk about a simple case, and I'll explain that case. What? Hey, what? Yeah. A very good question. Very good question. I'm gonna let me just get. I'll get to the shalot. First, let me say this case. All the questions I'll answer, but first let me explain the shaharach. So now. You understand there's such an idea. We find out the time now, and after the time, everything is aser, but anything you took before that, you have a right to say called the Purish Meribah Purish. So the first question, what he's asking, this is talking about, there was no rishis. So when I first heard the psak, I tell you what, I heard the tumul 6 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm sitting in the setting chometz. One of the people in this community comes sometimes to the shi, is not here today, and he was in panic. I have to talk to you around. I bought all my meat there for Yontif. What are you doing? He says, what? I don't know what you're talking about. You didn't hear? I said, nothing. And I said, oh, yeah, this is at a pace of my headache now. So I quickly called the RCC, and at 3 o'clock, you know, and he started telling me, because the Purish said there was amazing over here. I didn't have time to think. But he told me to ask Ravelsky. I know him as a Guan Olam. And so I didn't have time to think. I said, if Ravelsky said, you bought it before that. And he, you know, then the guy says, should I be Machmer? You want to be Machmer? I'm sure there's coolest. And I right away knew there must be coolest that he saw him at Han. You got to be Machmer. He went. He got himself new meat. And I should help him. But let me just explain that. So his first question is, this guy is amazing. That was the first question that I had. I mean, this is nothing to do with the Shulchan Aruch. Hey, you have a guy, amazing, who did it. First thing I want to explain to you, that's not so terrible, amazing. That's not so terrible. Why is it not so terrible? Let's say the same story, you have 10 butcher shops. And a guy, amazing, set up one of them not to be kosher. Okay? And I'm Amish Shagas. No one knew about it. And we all went shopping, no one remembers. You'll also say called the Purish Meribah Purish. There's nothing to do. We are innocent in the buying. You understand? One, there was a Chevraman there, Shegetz. He wanted to do a Spitzel. You know what a Spitzel means? You know, Yiddish, how you say it? Wanted to do a Spitzel, and he set up a shop there, and Bemezid had non kosher meat. And we all bought there innocently. And then we find out the same question would be. This, but what he was asking the Mazid is, I take my meat and I mix it in for my own good. Here we are buyers. The same halacha we call the Purish Meribah Purish. There's another famous question which all the Achorinim discuss. What does it mean we found out? So there's a very famous Gemara, a very cute Gemara, and I didn't get hold of the Sefer because I found the Shulchan Chab and the Tshuva speaks about it, but all the Chorin speak about it. Let me tell you a very, very cute Gemara. It's a Gemara in the Sechta Gittin, the Samach Dalet, I think. A person sends a Shliach to Mekadosh Isha. Sends a Shliach to be Mekadosh Lady, And the shliach died. Comes back, guy says, I was makadosh a lady, I have no idea. And the Gemara says, we assume shliach oisa shlichusai. That means the shliach did his job. I send the guy, did his job. There was no text, no, couldn't send me a picture of the girl. I have no idea. And so the Gemara says, osa b'chalam ushashabi haylam. Can't get married to anyone. Why? Because we worried about maybe this is the one Abim Mekadosh, is a sister, a mother, maybe it's a daughter. So Tosfos asked a very practical question. Why is he awesome? Let me check out a lady, who the mother, who the daughter, and who is, if the mother's married, mother was married, then when I made a shliach and the sister's married, oh, there's no sister, there's no mother, there's no daughter, we can figure this out. So Tosfos learns that this Gemara, the awesome b'chalon ushashabi oilam, is a knas. It's not. Why? You go b'sarayv. There's certain people know who the lady is. The lady knows, and the two Adim know. Right? There are three people who know that she was Niskadish. But I don't know. So the Mela, since I don't know, Tosfos says, that Chazal said, you can't get married, is a Chumra Balma. The Ramban, and the Rashba, and other Rishonim learn the Magid Mishnah, they learn it's Me'ikra Din. Since three people know, it's called no. So now, we can't say called the Baruch Rebbe Purish. I can't give him a Kaddish. Since three people know about it, I can't give him a Kaddish any person.
How does the fact that they know prevent you from being able to get married to someone?
Since there's known that someone is, there is someone who knows who the Shlich made it to the Shlich man. He made a Kedushin and he said, Reuven ben Yankev, who lived in Pico Robinson area. You know, this Reuven ben Yankev, he was a Kaddish lady. So the lady knows, and the two Adim know. I don't know. Since I don't know, so what? So the Rabban held, Min Adin, it's a Taruvis, in Noida Taruvis. Certain people know, and I can't get married.
Just to clarify, the Taruvis is that this woman that you're a Kaddish guru,
her sister and her mother and yeah, right, is Taruvus there, and I came in. So this is now the Chavis Das. This is the question: what makes it known? This is a question which all the Achronim ask. What does it mean? This is, you should know always when there's a Shalah that happens. Always be aware. The Oilam, I always tell people, when we learn halacha, the world was the sadna, the arachad. You know what that means? The whole world was the world once. The same rishis that was done now was done many years ago, many generations ago. The shalas overcome. This shalah came up also once, more than once. So the chayinim clear, what does it mean known? The Chavis Das, which takes a huge place in Chosh in Yoredeya, he held that if one person knows, and is not good enough. He asks a bomba kasha, he asks. Because he, which the Chorim don't have a try to answer. If I happen to know there's a mamzer. You know, I happen to know, unfortunately, a mamzer. As a rabbi, you hear a lot of things. And the child is a mamzer, it's a whole long story. Now, no one should get married. I didn't tell anyone. And no one should get married. That's the Chavis Das question. There's one person who knows this child is a mamzer. The story. So no one should get married.
The mother also knows.
The mother knows. Two people know. Two people know. The child doesn't maybe know, but two people know. The mother and the man. No, knows. The child is a mamzer.
And the rabbi.
So the question is, so the Chavis Das says, so if so, it's called the kvua, how do we get married?
We cannot get married anyone.
There's clearly a mamzer walking around the streets. I mean, you don't know which one it is. So it's called the. So the Chavis Das held that it has to be many people. That's another question. But he held it can be one person. Now he doesn't bring this. The Shulchan Charav, I found, but I didn't have the sefer because, you know, in the Tshuvas, he brings this machlekes, if you want to look it up in your own time, in the Shalosh Tshuvas of the Rav Simon Yitzchak, he brings this and he says, you have to be machmer, like those Rishonim, like the Ramban, that it's called the Kvur. Remember, he talks about a whole different sugya, but he does mention this in middle.
Three people.
I'm not 100% sure about what Rav says. He does bring this, and you know, everything, anyone who knows his words in the Tshuvas is like a telegram. So I gotta say, who tries to explain this, I didn't have time. But anyways, but this is a famous machlekes in the Chreinim. So again, how many people? Now, Chavis Das holds, many people have to know. Others hold, not so many people, even one person knows. So let's start again. This, according to the Chavis Das that the butcher knew, according to Chavis Das, that's not called enough knowing. Maybe about the other chreinim, maybe it's enough that the butcher knew. Let's start from the beginning. Let's forget the time. The butcher knew. Let's do the butcher know. So the butcher who knows who did it. So the first thing I thought to myself, you know, why the reason he could be mekel? He's a chal shabbos. How's it been as a good? He's a again. We always have a chal and a chal shabbos. How's it been as a good? Now that's a big machlokes. And people told me that he's not a Tinnik Shanishba. His father was from in Europe. He went off to Derech. This,
the ex-owner.
So if he has a din as a goy, then his knowledge doesn't make a big difference now to us. That's him that he knew. But again, but according to the Chavis Das, we need a lot of more other people to know. That's what the Chavis Das means. So Mamela probably, I don't know what Rabbi Belsky built it on. He was involved. How many people have felt already by such and such a time? All the rabbis knew. That's called known. So anyone who buys Mekan or Ahaba, that will be no good. And anyone bought previously, since it's so many people, few people know, he held is not a problem. This was based his psak.
They put up the second that for the next day you combine.
No. I heard that. I was at the meeting. No. That day.
The Sunday morning,
they saw the video of the Rabbanim. 1 p.m. Whatever, they saw it, so once they saw it, and they decided to, they have to take it off. And so it was, they felt that since so many Rabbanim saw it, that's called Noida Taruvis, anything before that, you know. That was it.
But the video wasn't
on
the date.
Yeah, so one other person, though, the private investigator, I don't want to be on the record, but I spoke to him. And I saw him. I'm not sure he's a Shem Shabbos. You know, he tries to tell me. He's an Israeli, this tough Israeli, you know what I mean? Between the conversation, I understood he doesn't keep Shabbos. Because the way he said, anyways. Well, we had the video. And we confronted the guy. And the guy, when he confronted the guy, he couldn't deny it. You know what I mean? So, you know, when he went over to the guy and showed him the video, yeah, you only did, you're right.
Why was it shot on March 7th and held on March 24th?
The 7th, it was not a good video. That was only where they saw him collect boxes. I saw the whole video. The final one, they knew that he's collecting boxes. They didn't know what it was all about. They didn't have a video. They caught him. They were convinced that middle of the night he does it. And they had it a whole week, and nothing happens in the middle of the night.
March 7th is the beginning part of the... What did KPLA have?
I don't know. I can't remember the days, but the beginning, I saw the whole thing. Beginning, it took a long time, as you call in America, the smoking gun. Everything before that turned out to be nothing. Finally, they caught him. Amish at the end, the guy, the private investigator figure, they told him something. He said there's nothing there. All night. I am all night there. So finally, they followed him from the way, the second he wakes up, till then they chapped what he did. They chapped that he went and picked up, he followed them, picked up the boxes 5 in the morning, and he came back, his brother. That was Mamish Friday or Thursday. Yeah, okay. Anyways, that chalik I leave over to Rabbi Belsky. He was told exactly. He made the decision how many people to know. I'm just explaining the halacha. They explained the noida. The sequence, I don't know
the sequence. It was 6 months before. When it was found out, it was 3 o'clock, and that's when most of the...
Peter knew, that's neither. That's a neither. Right.
Right.
He's going to spoil that maybe. So now, this is one way, one sock. So I called up Rabbi Belsky, and I asked him, I asked him this question. The only thing that they see that he took, clearly, was Hebrew national meat. I mean, that he went to his brother-in-law, And the prime minister gave is a chevra. I don't want to go into details, the cute story, but how he gammed himself into the place, and you know, I mean, and he took a video of the whole place, and you know, and when we see the video, all he has is Hebrew National. That's where he took it from. The meat. Meat. And it's not called Hebrew National. It's illegally to have another name, to have a big fight. Heartland, yes, yeah, something like Heartland. No. So now, what happened? Well, I asked them, what is this? Well, let me ask them, what is this? Vaday Treif. Well, how do you look at it? So, the worst, he said, he himself is very honest. He says, the Shachtim do a good shidra. They don't make a bedikas pnim. You know what bedikas pnim? They don't check the lungs because they want to make a lot kosher. Okay? So it comes out the worst. I don't want to go into the long. This itself is a whole rivash and a whole, take me another 20 minutes. So the worst that it's a suffix. So let me tell you, there are many Rishonim that hold. What happens? You have 10, let's start from scratch. 10 butcher shops, 9 selling kosher, 1 is selling a suffix treif. Not valid treif. 1 is selling Hebrew National. They hold this doesn't make it a kavua. The Rashba, they bring down, bring the Rishonim, they hold that kavua means established valid treif. But if it's a suffix treif, you don't even say that it has a din kavua. You know what kavua means? Established. So there is no kavua. So there's nothing, even though they knew about it. See, when they know about it, it becomes a kavua. Even everyone would have known about it. Let's say many people would have known it. Your question is challenging. According to maybe the Achronim argue on the Chavos Das. It seems like Rav Oster says it's a suffix. So let's say, but if
after 3 o'clock, it should be okay.
It should be after 3 o'clock because it's not Vaday Treif. Not after 3 o'clock, you're not going to go buy. But but anyone who bought, right, not knowing, the one who bought not knowing is called the Purim Purish.
You
understand?
Who buy from after 3 o'clock? What's the bottom line? Just from Doheny or what's the...
Just from Doheny. Just from Doheny.
But as the other people don't buy from, I mean, if you get for a restaurant, I mean, individual...
They all bought before 3 o'clock. Anyone who bought from him before 3 o'clock is good. So you understand what I just said? Did I explain myself? So what if it's a suffix treif? So even if many people knew about it, so the whole question that so many people knew about it falls away because the bottom line is that if you don't say kavua, so we say anyone who bought and innocently is called the Polish, but even Polish.
Can I ask a question? Everything that we're learning in Timlo is that they found a cow with a hole in the crane or they found a face. Here the reyes is not in the meat. Here we found the reyes in the hole. And therefore, no. Who said, to say that it was only 7%, I have a doubt. Why? That's what it said. Maybe it was over 50%.
No, that they checked out. No. Oh, that's okay. Another question. That they were able to check out. How they check out? No. Very simple. Today's very simple. They know how much Agri sent them. And they know how much each butcher shop. And they called all, and they compared the notes. 95, there's only 5% discrepancy. They did it, but they worked 2 hours on that. They're 3 months. During 3 months, and it was only a 5% to 7%. And he says, Rabbi Belsky told me himself, I wanted to hear from himself. I didn't trust that. I've learned already, don't trust what people say. Call the source up. He says, the maximum, if the miscalculator, and he's a Meshulam Big Illy. I want to tell you what type of an Illy is. You know, Alan Friedman, who lives in, tells me that one time he drove him from Baltimore to New York. And it was from a Simcha, and he dozed off, and he wakes up, and he looks up, and he looks at his clock. He says, you were speeding 85 miles an hour. Because from Baltimore, there's so many hours, we were traveling so many minutes, so the only way you could have gotten so quickly here is, that's about the type of Illy he is. You know what I mean? Like, in a second, he just told me, you sped exactly 85 miles. He's a Meshulam Big Illy. I know him. So I called him up, and he said, the maximum, if you want to be ready, maximize it, maybe 10%.
Yeah, I want my meat here at 4 o'clock, let's say.
Yeah, according to what I'm saying now, what I just said now, according to my heter,
right.
Then even if you bought it after 3 o'clock would be good.
Right.
As long as you bought it innocently.
Right.
So then there's another heter, which is, and the Chabad brings down a whole other heter why it's okay. There's a heter is because there's a famous Svek Sveika in the Rishonim. It's called Sufik Echad Begufoi, the Sufik Echad Betarubis. Now, if you're anyone who learned the Sechtes Beyer, there's a Machoikis Rabbein Tam and the Ri, which means if the Gemara talks about I have an egg, which is a Sufik Treif. How could an egg be Sufik Treif? One of the chickens was Treif. We don't know which one. It laid an egg, and I don't know this egg. So it's a Sufik Treif. This egg got mixed into many other eggs. So it's Sufik Echad Begufoi, Sufik Echad Betarubis. You understand? The Sufik, the egg is kosher, and then this egg itself got mixed up with a bunch of other eggs, is Tarubis. So the Machlik is if it's called a Svek Sveker or not. The Rebbein Tam held it. It's called a Svek Sveker. And the Ri argued, he said, it's not called a Svek Sveker. Why is it not called a Svek Sveker? Why did the Ri hold on? So the Chayim want to say like this. When I have this egg, it's a Sufik Trefer, I have to pass in on this Sufik Trefer in all I eat. So there's a Pesach that it's Trefer. So now I got mixed in. And it's like a Vada got mixed in. Says the Masses Ben Yomar. The Masses Ben Yomar was very early Achim, the Shach quotes. What happens then if we found out both Sekhs at the same time? We found the Sufik Echad Begufoi, the Sufik Echad Beterubi at the same time, which over here. Every meat over here is a Sufik. The meat that was sold from whatever it's called there in Hebrew National is a Sufik Treif. Now he said it's on a Sufik Treif. So every meat that I got from there, I bought, picked up from there, is a Svek Sveker. Because we found, so once we found, the two Svekers came together, so it's called a Svek Sveker. So you have another heter of this Svek Sveker. Then Machoy Nehru told me. Yeah, the Noida. But once, yeah. But once it's Noida, yeah, so you have another big, big, big heter.
So the Svek Sveker would be a heter.
Right.
Yeah. Or even to eat it.
Not even to eat it, you could eat. Now, the third heter is what Machoy Nehru told me. He didn't meet, his word has really no word. But what we caught him bringing from Hebrew National. And his rational. In Aloha, it doesn't work that way. Feelings work that way, not Aloha. Like I said at the beginning, you get a sheikhet, he doesn't know the halacha. My feelings is, this guy didn't know Hilchos Shechita a long time ago. But the halacha says, it don't work that way.
The brother-in-law only had the whole store.
The guy videoed the whole, you know. Yes.
Why is there a box on the cover of the Jewish journal that says Chapata, or however you pronounce it, which is a lamb and veal place in Chicago?
I'm not even. That doesn't mean anything. That means nothing. I'm just telling you what I've seen, but the quote, I saw the video.
The video, how do you know what's inside?
It's sealed boxes. No. The Hebrew National was sealed boxes. And he bought it out of that. You can see all he has in that place is the sealed Hebrew National boxes. And I'm just saying, but I saw the video. Now, I the other question, there's another thing, which is also another chap of a kula. There's a very interesting Gemara, Rabbi Yisai. The Gemara in the Sechtes Pesachim has a case like this. The Gemara says, and Dav Zayin Amud Aleph, the Gemara has, a guy had a safe, and he kept money there. He kept chul money there, and he kept Maaseh Sheni money there. Maaseh Sheni, you have to take the money, bring it to the Shlaim and buy things. You're not allowed to spend it. So he kept one week this money, and at the end he has no idea which money it was. Doesn't remember the last money. He used to take out Chulam money, to put Maaseh Sheni money. He doesn't remember. I had once a Choshev Yid runs an organization. Mamish this question. He had in his safe, he has money put away for Aniyim, the people give him to give out for Aniyim. He had Shiva money. He doesn't remember what envelope this is. There is the Shiva's money, or this is a big difference. You're not allowed to mix them. This people gave him money. I want you to give for Aniyim. So what does the Gemara say over there? You know what the Gemara says? Very interesting. The Gemara says, we have no idea what the last one was. We go what the majority of the money was there. If the majority of the money over there was Chul money, you can assume this is Chul. Even though we don't know which one is the last. The majority was Maaseh Sheni, it's Maaseh Sheni. Here, we don't know what he did. Because, you know, everyone who bought before a long time, we have no idea, because it's also seems like he didn't do it every day. He did it twice a week. He only did it when the truck came. So the truck didn't come all the time. It's, it didn't, it's clear from when it came out that he, the trick, what he did was when the truck came, he counted and he quickly smuggled it in, because when the truck didn't come, this whole thing he couldn't do. For some reason, I don't know how they figured this out. But whatever it is, it turns out to be, we don't know what he did. And we don't, let's say it's not true whether RCC could figure it out. It's not that way. It's a whole different story. Then we have a right to assume, since we know for sure the majority is kosher, we have a right to say anyone have meat from there is kosher.
Not by kavua, that's the whole problem.
No. If there's also kavua, money is a kavua too.
But there's also kosher, that's kosher. That's a different
story. No, but still, no, you're not allowed to spend the money. No, how could you use the ma'aser sheni money for chum? You're not even allowed. You're either it's a deraisa. Yeah, money. Yeah, I had money, which I knew was ma'aser sheni. I forgot. No. If I know right now clearly what everything is, you're right. Let's say a guy bought, not now, a guy called me up, one of the people called me up, that she bought 2 weeks or 3 weeks ago ready meat for Yom Tov. She was pregnant and she ran. We don't know that week how things were. You know, so maybe that week he didn't bring in. Because they have rayas that he couldn't do it every day. I don't know how the house is right. So if we don't know, we don't know exactly when you bought, was it the same that he that week also. So let's say we do go backwards. Let's say Lechomre. So again, we have no idea what happened there. Did he have a kavua? Did he bring in, not bring in? Then we have a right to say, we go to Saroy. You're right. It wrote for sure there's a kavua. Could eat, that's what I'm saying. You could eat it. Yes? Yes. The Jewish journal didn't have, it was not there when he was caught.
This is the actual picture of that thing in the box taken from the video. That's the problem.
Yeah, I don't know. I saw the video. The boxes that he had. Well, yeah, I'm just saying, the box that he had, I want to tell you better, the boxes that he had in the video, the original video, was agri boxes.
Not all of them.
Yeah.
One box, one in the middle, this is Chicago, Illinois, so veal and lamb that's trade. Lamb and veal body
trade. Box, trade veal. And that's a trade company.
Middle box.
It's with the agri box.
That's how it's pronounced.
But they checked. He counted. You know, they found a lot of things by him. This private investigator was a chevra man. I'm telling you, whoa! He did. He counted his certificate. But that, I see. I don't want to go into this. I only came to explain the halacha. That's politics. He did counterfeit, and they did check it out, and he didn't use it yet. Because he did a very poor counterfeit job. Even the one who was out to get him, RCC, showed it to us. The one who was fuming against them showed us that he counterfeited. And the counterfeit piece that he has, it does not is not the same. It's a mismatch. And they check all the meat, you know, and it doesn't have the counterfeit. He had in his premises. He caught him in his premises with the...
Which premises?
And the brother, the cedar. So anyway, I don't want to go into those details. I'm just explaining what the heter was built on. You know, because the heter was built on, even if it's been my heter that it was trade, you're saying it doesn't work, let's say...
But it worked also in
the Mechaber. Right. I'm saying, let's say if it's trade, the Mechaber's case still works. If it's only a suffix, then that's what I added. You're allowed, the reason you're allowed to be machmer, let me tell you why. No. He wants to know, are you allowed to be machmer? The reason you're allowed to be machmer, because in every, almost every scenario that I said, there are machmerim. Marshal, the fact that you say, call the Purish Meribush Purish, after the time, there's all who argue on this. Shach passed in that way, but the Achronim argue on this. Even Sufik Echa be good for Sufik Echa be Teruvis, there's also a Machlekes. And even on the Masses Biyom, there's also a Machlekes. You know, there's there are many shittas. So if a guy wants to be machmer, yes.
Machmer to what? How far does the machmer go? Do we have to kasher a kelim?
No, kasher kelim you don't have to. Why not? Why don't have to? Because the Rebbe said kasher kelim is only at the Rabbanim. Let me. I'm debating. I should explain this or not. But you are here to hear Torah, so let me explain to you. You know, there's a din like this. The Gemara says, we spoke about it over here, learning at night over here. The Gemara says, you're allowed to buy oil from a goy. You know, originally, the asset, Yain Esach, Bishalakim, Cholavakim, Shemanakim. Then the Bezdin, Shahid, and the Seer, they were matter oil. What did they say? They said, you're allowed to buy oil from a goy. Why? First of all, there's no Bishalakim, it's Nechel Chai. The goy made it in his, what's his name? The goy made it in his kelim. Stam kelim from a goy is any ben yoyle. We're talking about not a company. My shitsa neighbor sells me oil. She made the oil in her tray from the kelim, which she cooks chazer. Chazer. Now I'm not talking about Hebrew national meat. The shitsa next door, chazer. So I'm allowed to buy her oil. Because even if she cooked in a keli, stam kelim ain't even yoimai. So that means that a keli that's anybody knows stam gam, I'm allowed to buy like a tchiller. There's no iser. Chazal demanded from you, if you or something got trapped in your house, you have to kasher, exeded keli, anybody yoimai to ben yoimai. But it's not a chetze de surah. You know what a chetze is? Yeah, and the Gemara says, the Shalma says, the Rav want to be machmer. I don't want to eat from a keli, from a goy, anybody yoima. He told me a zukam mamre, and I'm going to put you into chedim.
One second. Here I'm buying the oil from my neighbors. Here in one person's house, here came and came today. If it became today.
Yeah, but it's a suffix trade, right? Now, suffix by cash and keli could always be soymich, because not the...
If a person wants to be machme, you
could. Want to be machme, super machme, you could. You want to be machme... That's a different, but you buy Chazal said you buy from a goy. Here, I'm the word. Maybe you get trade. Might trap out your trade. I don't want to be summing on all these schoolers.
Why do we have to
kashen? Because it's kashening is only at the Rabbanim. And you rather could be summing on all these three coolers that I explained. There's three Rishonim, there's three Malchim. You can surely be summing on the kashen.
Can the RCC still be
considered I that's a good question. I want to tell you, every organization could make a mistake. We confronted them. They claim, I asked them this question. I asked them that 25 years ago they caught him. I even asked, I don't trust people tell me. I got in touch with the guy who caught him. Rabbi Grumman with Mal Teitelbaum. You know Mal?
Yeah, sure.
So I got in touch with Mal Teitelbaum. Mal Teitelbaum was the one who climbed into the freezer. And I asked him, well, did he, So and they told me, so I asked them, they claimed that when they took it over, they took it over many years later. They had no idea. And the truth we said, Rabbi Teichman, which is the Kehillah, never allowed his meat for this reason. That's a fact. I know 4 years ago they made such a tumult, and it's politics, he doesn't let them in. He told me many years ago, I don't let his meat in because he's not a from guy. Same period. I don't, that's it. They didn't want us to let us meet him. But the RCC claimed that they had a very good system. And the truth is they had a very good system. But listen, in Europe, with Antwerp, a few months ago, they stole $50 million of diamonds.
Right.
Now, you think that the diamond business closed down in Antwerp? There was a hole in the system. It was a negligence, a hole in the system, but they didn't get up. And now they were caught such red-handed, they are going to go out of their way. At 9/11, I went to Oman. So my family was, Tuesday was 9/11, and I flew that Friday, flew to Oman, Thursday, flew that. I told my wife, it's the safest time to travel. Now is the safest time to travel. Everyone is super alert. Look, people, they made a mistake. They apologized. And I imagine they'll fix it. That's, we're humans. the mistakes are made. That's any other question? Not the politics of it, just the halacha question.
So one more mistake.
Go out in there. Nochem is your name. If three times your wife made a mistake in the kitchen, you're going to fire her? I'm sure in your married life, there's going to be more than three mistakes in the kitchen.
Rob, you're trusting the people of the RCP for information that would
happen. No. Rabbi Belsky is a very, he sent his son-in-law. Let's say Shlomi Derechnitz, and he's quick, good in business, and he did not trust the RCC. He wanted his son to see the books and compare, and that's what he told me. So he didn't give it to Pesach till they worked a few hours to make sure it was right, because he didn't want to trust anyone. He wanted to make sure an outsider to look at this, make sure it's right. And it's very easy. I spoke to an accountant, and he told me it's very easy. Who does the counting of these books? It's very not difficult to, because certain things has to be, sent for this, because he has to keep cashman. So he has a bill, he sent, because, so there's very.
Everything is on the books.
No, even not on the books, but he has, people owe him money, so he has to have it written down. Yeah, but so that he was able to figure how much came in, and they went to the stores, how much did he sell you, went to the caterers.
Everything is, it seems like there's definitely, if you want to be mocked, there's.
If you want to be machmer, share chumris nanyalavi. That's always a clown. He wants to know to kasha the kelim now. That's his question. I'm saying share chumris nanyalavi. Personally, but asking halacha. See, I want to explain to you something very, very important. One of the teyach chassidish shabbat. Let me tell you a good chassidish shabbat to explain this. If I may say Chassidish word, the Chadish Shirim, last week's Parsha, says a very profound word. It says that the Nudav Avi brought a Zura Asher Loit Sivoyson. A very interesting expression. Fire they brought in, they were not told. That's the, it's because I didn't tell you. You did something, it's like someone saying, you did right, but I didn't tell you to do it. That they just, but it's just watch the Eloi Tzivu. Says the Moedei Gezach Zuga. None of the Vi or Chassidish Yidin, the Mesiris Nefesh, and they did this with the Gevaldig Mesiris Nefesh. Really, he does something Mesiris Nefesh. Really, he should die. But what keeps him? The Tzivu of Hashem keeps him. He shouldn't become totally engulfed. The Tzivu that Hashem gives a Tzimtzum on a person shouldn't be totally lost. Says Nuda Ravi, this was Asher Loi Tzivu Lehem. So the Mesiris Nefesh, that they did the mitzvah of self Mesiris Nefesh, Eizora ate them up. And halacha, often I watch people, they get hurt, and the feelings take over. I don't blame you. My feelings also took over. I was very hurt too, as much as all of you. But when you learn the Shulchan Aruch, and I started my shul with this. It says a shoyche doesn't know hilchas shechita today. Are you kidding me that he didn't know yesterday? He did know yesterday. He doesn't know today. And the Rebbe says you don't have to kasha the kelim. This is what halacha says. The halacha says chazaka. The halacha says the feelings will tell you. I would take the shoyche and break every bone of his body. You know what I mean? Chutzpah, he shechti doesn't know. Well, yeah, the halacha says, today he lost the chazak. Before not, you can't get your emotions carried away. Yes?
20 years ago or so, Moshe Tenber from YU, doctor, biologist, said, impossible, all the shechti going on in America, impossible so much as a problem. It's impossible, notwithstanding medicine or science, that can't be what they produce every day and they claim it's God, it can't be.
I say every day, Buruch Alekeni Shivdelu Menach Shedem. I don't have to do the same.
We're not eating guac. We're non-guac guac, and we're paying the price for guac.
I have no idea. I cannot. I'm not in the business. I can answer. Yes. That's the question. No, that is the question. The $20 million question. That is. So he probably, Rav Belsky, felt that you need to have, if the Rabbanim knew already, that's called Noida. If the AF Minyan Eden, the Rabbanim knew, I don't know.
Rabbi, if you knew for a fact that some of the meat was not Suffolk trade, but Vadai trade, would it make a difference in the stock at all?
No, I mean, the bottom line is, you still sell. Yes. But then, it's a machoikis. Then Daniel, I could hear why a person would be very machmer. Because that is much more of a place to be chomer. Okay.